This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what are the different forms of having a sound intention? Now, dear listeners, there are different ways and different forms in which we can have a sound intention. One of them is fear of the divine station and court. So fear plays an integral part in every Muslim's and mu'min's life. But this is not fear from a god or fear from Allah because he is scary or something to be fearful of. No, it is the fear of not living up to expectations set forth by Allah for us. It is a fear of committing evil deeds. Why? Because it is a direct disobedience of Allah. And why should we fear disobeying Allah? Well, first of all, He is our Creator. And being our Creator, He has a massive, absolute right over us. And despite having this absolute right over us, He has blessed us with freedom, and He has blessed us with flexibility, where we can do so many halal things. But for our own benefit, Allah has commanded us to avoid evil deeds which are harmful to our very selves. And so, by doing good deeds and avoiding evil, this is sometimes due to fear of hell and hardships that will come upon the day of resurrection. Regarding this issue, the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and Hazrat Lady Fatima's sincere act of feeding the helpless, the orphan, and the prisoner, the Holy Quran regarding this states that they said, "Indeed, we fear from our Lord a day, frowning and fateful." Meaning our intention becomes strong. And when it does become strong, how do we know? Well, we start to fear disobeying Allah. We start to fear that day when we will be brought forth to Allah and we will be asked about everything we did. And this is a way of increasing and knowing the soundness of our intention.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Mutawassilin, the whispered prayer seeking mediation. Please stay with me. My God, I have no mediation with you but the tender acts of your clemency, nor any way to come to you but the gentle favors of your mercy and the intercession of your Prophet, the Prophet of Mercy, who rescued the community from confusion. Make these two my tie to attaining your forgiveness, and let them take me to triumph through your good pleasure. My hope has dismounted in the sacred precinct of your generosity. My craving has alighted in the courtyard of your munificence. So actualize my expectation from you. Seal my works with good, and place me among your selected friends, those whom you have set down in the midst of your garden and settled in the abode of your honor, whose eyes you have gladdened by gazing upon you on the day of meeting you, and whom you have made heirs to the sure stations in your neighborhood.
Welcome back, dear listeners, talking about the different forms of having a sound intention. Another way of knowing that we have a sound intention is our hope for reward, meaning how much do we hope and have trust and reliance and faith in the divine rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us. And so believing and hoping in divine rewards is also a sound intention for our worship, our ubudiyya. Along these lines, the Holy Quran, immaculate and magnificent, has also mentioned in hundreds of verses the pleasures and gallantry of paradise as a reward for the righteous people, the just people, the trustworthy people, the honest people, the mu'mineen. And also in numerous traditions, the rewards of the hereafter for righteous deeds in this world have also been frequently mentioned. And these rewards generate motives and motivation and determination and perseverance in mankind. Really quickly, another one of the ways and different forms of having a sound intention is gratitude for the blessings of Allah. Gratitude for the infinite blessings of Allah is also one of the righteous intentions in our worship, in our ubudiyya. As Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, even if Allah had not warned of chastising and punishing those disobedient to Him, it was obligatory by way of gratitude for His favors, that Allah should not be disobeyed. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
Human beings have two distinct natures that are often confused and seen as one, and that recognizing these two natures in a human being as two distinct natures is crucial for anyone's spiritual growth and development. We cannot evolve spiritually unless we recognize these two natures. The first nature is what we call tabi'a. We come to this world, we all know that our stay in this world is temporary. We acknowledge this time and time again, that we have come to this world for a trial, we've come to this world for a test, we've come here for a short while, this is not our final abode, we will die and go to our permanent homes. We know this. To survive that physical experience on this planet, so to speak, we have a physical body. This physical body is driven by an instinct, an animal-like instinct. And it is this nature, this animal-like nature that we call tabi'a, animal instinct or nature, that is similarly found in animals just as it is found in us. For example, animals spend all day foraging for food. We do the same. They might roam around in jungles and forests hunting animals. We wear a suit and sit in our cars and drive on the highway, but we're still foraging for food. We see that in our eating habits, in our sleeping habits, in how we reproduce, in how we relieve ourselves, in our physical nature, in how we're constantly in search of pleasure or fleeing from pain or fighting for survival, we are no different from the other creatures and species on this planet. And this is the result of that nature that is called tabia. In order to ensure that we do not forget our true identity, that we are not the physical self, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has then wired us with a far more superior nature that is more innate, that is more deeply ingrained in us, and that is called fitra. Now fitra as well, sometimes we translate it as instinct. But here when we speak of fitra, we will define it as a divinely inspired nature that is unique to human beings. And it is this fitra that is mentioned in the verse of Quran, that from Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30 of the Quran, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. Set your heart, set your faces, set your direction upon the pure faith, upon this Dina Hanifa. That divine nature that Allah has set mankind on. فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. You will not find any change or any alteration in how Allah has created this. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. That is the upright religion. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people do not know this. So there is an emphasis here that your understanding of religion as well, when we say Islam is the most natural religion, Islam does not oppose human nature. What we mean is it does not oppose your fitra. We do not mean it does not oppose your tabi'a. So in other words, our fitra is a compass within all of us that always points to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight, and we're on IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the different forms of sound intentions. Now, one of the ways that we can gauge our sound intention is modesty, or as it is known in Arabic, haya. Now, sometimes the motivations and the motive for the performance or abandonment of an action is to avoid feeling ashamed before Allah. And so, of course, if we feel ashamed because of our modesty to commit sin openly, then this is a factor that shows how good our intentions are. And the next level after being ashamed of committing sins openly is to be ashamed of committing sins in hiding, when no one else is there to witness. But let I remind you, dear friends, that in this situation, the judge and the witness is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when mankind starts to believe in the presence of Allah in the universe, in the world, in their lives, in their heart, and recognizes Allah as a witness over him and her, he will never cheat and he will never commit sins. Why? Due to the respect and love and devotion and obedience and admiration that they have for Allah. And so it is stated in a hadith in the following manner. The tradition says, worship Allah as if you can see him. Even if you cannot see him, he can surely see you. عاد لك مليك كل لمن ملك لبيك قد لبيت لك لبيك إن الحمد لك والملك يا مولانا Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
الحمد لك والعز لك.